Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, interesting message we got from our girl Christine. Hi, Moose and Breezy. How do I get my 13-year-old to stop dressing like a slut?
Oh.
All right, thanks for being so forward about that. Great question, Christine, but we wish you all the best in finding the answer. This is somewhat above our pay grade, but I don't think she's asking us per se, at least I think. But the message that came in is, I would say, relatable for some parents. Usually that's a fight that occurs at home.
Right.
You can't wear that. No, I don't think so. Go back upstairs and change. And Christine's message, if you guys are able to help this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 585-252-9800. Christine writes, so the situation I'm facing right now is my daughter, who is 13, loves wearing what I would label inappropriate clothing to school.
And
a couple days ago, she had on a pair of shorts, so short, they were invisible under her standard hoodie. So she looked naked from the waist down.
The classic invisible shorts under the hoodie move.
Her father and I split up, and he has zero issues with this, and I think that's what upsets me the most. Because most dads would not allow their teenage daughter to leave the house looking like Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman. She will roll up or cut appropriate length clothing to make it inappropriate. She will swap clothes with friends at school to wear things that we deem inappropriate.
Oof.
We are not what I would consider overly strict parents, but she is taking this to extreme levels. Her dad says girls will be girls. I'm hoping for some real advice on dealing with this. I am thinking of going through her clothes and narrowing down some of the options, but would still be dealing I'll still be dealing with her cutting off or rolling clothes and borrowing. How did other parents handle this? I need some advice to help combat this. Thanks, Moose and Breezy. I love your show. Thanks, Christine.
We love you so much.
We really do. Okay, guys, how would you combat this?
This is a problem that so many parents are facing right now. Because you know what? The wardrobe in which these kids have are getting riskier and riskier.
Very risque. Would you say as a teen, because you were a teen quite some time ago, how often did you go to school and then swap clothing with friends?
The only time I did that was when I would always ask my cheerleader friends if I could wear their jacket, because I really wanted to be a cheerleader.
Oh, you were a cheerleader.
Just for the jacket.
Got it.
Really, really wanted that. So.
We love the Letterman jacket.
But other than that, not at all.
No fights with mom and dad. About your wardrobe.
No, I mean, definitely, but not like for school. Like, it was more so like my mom and I would go shopping and she'd be like, that looks horrible. And I'm like, no, it looks great. It definitely looked horrible looking back on it now. But
I just do not believe there are some battles that parents can win. I just don't think, I think this might be one of them. Ashley says, I have an idea. Send your kid to a private school. Yeah. I mean, if you can afford it.
Yeah. It's like, let's pay $30,000 a year. for her to disobey me. Like, what?
If you guys are just tuning in for Parental Confidential, Christine is really trying to figure out how to get her 13-year-old daughter to stop wearing what she would label inappropriate clothing to school. I mean, if this is her biggest problem she's having with her thus far, pick your battles. Jamie says, when my daughter hit this phase, I basically leaned on a few points to find a compromise. It's pretty much, it kept the peace around our clothing situation. Even if I'm seeing more cleavage than I'm thrilled about, I will not pay for clothes that can't be worn to school. Spend your own money on whatever clothes you want. If you get dress coded and I have to come to school, I'll be pissed. But make good choices and have a backup plan in your backpack.
Yeah.
So Jamie's cool with it, but make good choices.
I think it's also like, this is for the protection of them. Like, they don't really understand the big picture of it all, in the sense of, well, if I dress this way, there are people in this world that will sexualize me. And listen, I'm not trying to like slut shame or victim shame. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying, I think as grown adults, we are more aware of that. And we can make that choice whether we want to do it or not.
Right.
But kids and young adults and teens, they're just like, oh, I look hot. And that's what it is. And it's like, yes, great. Love that moment for you, Sally. But also, like, there's some weird people that see that and think and do things about you wearing that. And
right, but you're at 13, just, what you're saying is you look in the mirror and you think to yourself, I look cute and my friends will think the same. You're not thinking about, you know, the predator up the street that's going to find you sexy at 13, right?
Yeah, the one that was caught and released three times over.
Right,
yes,
of course. Rochelle says, I think parents today are trying to be way too strict and overprotective. Teens want to show their bodies off. They won't have it forever. Just let them live. Okay, so kind of the opposite of what we were talking about, but sure, yeah.
Right, literally.
I'm definitely not going to read this text. This is creepy. Moose and Breezy, this message is for that mom for your segment. Unless her daughter's misbehaving, getting in trouble, or failing classes, I would 100% just let her be.
This person says, stop sexualizing underage girls. She's not wearing lace. It's just sporty. Every girl does it when they hit that age. If it doesn't disobey the dress code, then it's fine. Okay. Right.
I remember being in high school, times have changed a lot because a lot of the girls I graduated high school with would just wear sweats. But some of them would typically have the midriff on. Some of them were very midriffy, if you will. So the teachers would make them change
and tell
them that's totally inappropriate for school. My dad said I can do it. Can't remember if she did at 13, but my 15-year-old wears some short shorts, shirts that show midriff, tight leggings, tight shirts, etc. And I just stopped trying to police her, and I let her be.
Right.
She's a good kid. She makes good grades. She's in show choir. Doesn't get in much trouble.
Sure.
I learned to pick my battles. Yeah, that's what I was saying, too. If this is your biggest problem, right, and she's not getting dress coded at school every morning, then
do what you got to do. This person says, we had a lot of clothing struggles. We said we wouldn't pay for it if they wanted to wear it with We said that we wouldn't pay for it, and if they wanted to wear it with friends, that's fine, but school and family functions were not appropriate or going to be tolerated. And I think, you know, that will be the deciding factor of whether they want to die on that hill or not. Because if they want to go spend their own money on the $75 Lululemon bike shorts that their ass cheeks are hanging out of, then yeah, maybe it's a passion for them to dress like that. And maybe that's a form of self-expression.
Well, where are teens shopping today? Tell me they're not going to Lululemon.
They definitely are.
No more Abercrombie, no Forever 21, Claire's.
Forever 21 went out of business. Claire's doesn't sell clothes. I'm sure they still shop there. But
Hot Topic?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Well, let's get to a dad here. Sup, guys, it's Nick from Penfield. I have the perfect solution for this mom. Wear the exact same clothes her daughter is wearing. I did this to my 15-year-old daughter and then picked her up from school. Let the tables turn. Oh, Nick, that is ruthless, my friend.
Absolutely.
There is a dad who went viral for doing this to his teenage daughter. She hated it. Nick, this is the best advice we get all morning. This is what it's all about, you guys.
This is what it's all about.
And then I'll go over to Carissa, who says, good morning, guys. Hands down, the most effective parenting strategy with teens and tweens is the same thing. Wear what they're wearing. Therefore,
hilarious.
Fully embrace it. It works across the board. That way they don't think it's cool anymore.
Hilarious. Such a good pull.
Oh, my God. The mom coming out with the midriff. We absolutely love it.
She's like, honey, I got a matching tube top with you. She's like, oh my God, we'll puke.
Would that turn you off when you were younger if your mom came out wearing the exact same thing?
No, I literally wanted so badly for my mom to do her hair like mine.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, can you wear butterfly clips like me? She's like, no.
It's different when you get older because as a teenager, you're completely embarrassed of your mom.
Right.
And then as soon as you hit your 20s, mid-20s, you want to go tag team it up with your mom at the bar.
Correct.
Yeah, it's totally.
That's correct.
All right. Thanks for the messages, you guys. Christine, pick your battles. I think if she's a good kid, I would just, let her look like she's going to school with no pants on.
Period. Yeah.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. We'll be right back.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98 PXY Rush.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chester. It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Have you tried
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy? I don't know how many of you have ever been evicted, but I'm assuming it hits a lot harder when you're 90. Talk about short notice.
Oof.
Dozens of elderly and disabled residents at the Danforth Towers in Hudson Ridge Towers in Rochester are being told to get out and vacate by this Friday. And some tenants were given less than a week to move out. I mean, you got people who are close to 90 who can barely walk and they're being told, hey, collect your things. You got to find somewhere else to go. Where are they going to go?
Where am I going exactly?
Some of them don't even have families. So as of now, the story is that the Rochester Housing Authority, Family Service of Rochester, abruptly ended its service for residents in the housing program. And the organization reportedly owes more than six figures in rent on behalf of the residents. Oh, something shady's going on.
Something's really bad.
These tenants were paying their rent. What happened to it? Does anyone listening know anyone or have family members that live in these buildings? Because right now, you got 75 residents who are being asked to leave. I think what's most sad about this is the people who paid their monthly rent, especially for the month of May. What is it, the 21st? They paid up, and they're getting kicked out before month's end. Do they get that money back for the remainder of May? Probably not.
That's
of course
insane.
Not. It's sad. I mean, one of the old ladies is a resident who says, I've been crying all week after they delivered the news to us last Thursday. I don't know where I'm going to go or if I'm going to end up homeless or not.
That's
and
so
she's
crazy.
Sitting there with all of her things in Tupperware and in storage bins. And it's like, where are you going? So here's what came in. Last Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m., Family Service of Rochester abruptly and without warning advised the Rochester Housing Authority that it was terminating its enriched housing program to residents who live at Danforth and Hudson Ridge Towers. And they said, this is extremely concerning and a disregard for the residents of our facilities, people who rely on these services. The Housing Authority has been working in good faith with Family Services for months to recover six figures in back rent that they were supposed to pay on behalf of the tenants who was paying their rent.
Yeah.
Yet our outreach has been met with silence or no response from them. To now turn around and give us just 1 week notice that the program will be terminated and the residents relocated is not only outrageous, but it's reckless and it's inhumane. Because like I said, some of them have nowhere to go.
Exactly.
I hope there's something that somebody can do to help these people.
Where's Marimelee Gevins? Like, help? Question mark?
Yeah, I don't know if it's on his shoulders in this situation, but...
I mean, he could at least help or step in or do something.
I mean, the good news is that it's news in general. So getting the word out there that this is happening to these poor people.
Right.
We're like 90 years old. Coming up on the show, there is a new dating rule that was just brought to my attention yesterday because of what happened at the Dairy Queen last night. This is right before you showed up, Breezy.
Oh, okay.
Is this an acceptable rule, and how many of you listening have actually heard of it? I need answers because I have a few questions on the 10 rule when it comes to dating. I'll share with you what it is coming up next on PXY Mornings. 58 for the high today. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Does anyone know what the dating rules are? When it comes to dating older than you and vice versa, because there are specific rules in place and some people break those rules. But last night I was at the Dairy Queen in Henrietta for our Benson Boone ticket drop. And by the way, thanks to everyone who came out to register to win.
You're welcome.
So Breezy, you too. I get there a little earlier to set up, but before the event started, I'm outside in the parking lot and this woman approaches me, starts chatting me up. Great energy, really pretty, and she tells me she's a big fan of the show, and she's 58 years old. Okay, cool. Now, I'm 41 years old, and I wouldn't date a 50-year-old, or 58-year-old for that matter, but I might have to. If this is what 58 today looks like, I might have to, because 58 has come a long ways. Do you remember what 58 used to look like? I'll pull up a picture of Susan B. Anthony.
I don't.
I put my money on it that most of you will confuse her for 95. That's what 58 used to look like. But times were tough.
But you've also always been into older women, so.
Yeah, but this is, you know, realistically, I'm like, I never really actually do it.
Did you date a 70-year-old?
Oh, come on, Breeze. 70?
Okay, she was 60.
No, not even close.
Right.
I was 34. She was 51. There was a difference.
So, yeah, you would date a 50-year-old.
But that's not dating. That was just, hey, let's
just
have fun for a weekend.
Together.
Wait,
yeah.
Listen.
Sure.
So I'm sharing this with a friend, and the conversation that I had afterwards was, dude, you're 41. You can't date a 50-year-old, 58-year-old. And I said, well, why not? And I was told that the rule is either 10 up or 10 down. So I can't go younger than 31. And I can't go older than 51. Is this a new rule? Has anyone
well, then
heard
of it? You better start practicing the other way, buddy.
This is
because if you're going to hold yourself tight to that top rule, you better start holding strict to that bottom rule.
Well, now, from what I know to be true, is that I don't think a single woman would date a guy who was 10 years younger than her. She will absolutely date someone 10 years older. Or 50 years older, for that matter. We're all pretty invested in Bill Belichick's relationship with his 24-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, my God. They're engaged, by the way.
Rumor is they're engaged. He's 72 years old.
They saw a picture of him.
It's beyond creepy.
Him and her dad sitting next to each other. Looked like her grandfather.
Oh.
So tough. Anyway.
What do you think their sex life is like?
Doesn't matter. She's so rich.
She staples his will to the headboard as motivation. Oh, keep going. A house in the Hamptons. Oh, just a little longer.
She was like banned from whatever. We're not going to get into it. It's very off topic.
Does anyone think that the 10-year rule is an acceptable rule for today's day and age? Shoot us a message. Tell us how old you are and if you would date someone 10 years older or younger. Because there's pros and cons to both, by the way.
I just think it's hilarious because I love when you only follow only parts of rules because you're like, well, that's the rules. And I'm like, well, you don't follow the other half of the rule. So you can't sit there and, play both sides.
Well, explain what you mean.
Like you can't, you've dated younger than 31. I'll tell you that much. So let's call a spade a spade. It's not like that rule is hard and fast. And if you really believe that, then you can give this woman in the Dairy Queen parking lot a chance.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, have I done that? Of course. But looking back now at this conversation and this rule, I guess it would make sense because your chances of success with dating someone with that 10-year age gap it's not great. If it's younger, older, possibly, but I don't know of any woman that has dated a guy 10 years younger. As far as it being serious and really going somewhere. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of women today who might be 31. They're not dating a 21-year-old guy. They'll hook up with him, maybe. They'll use him as a boy toy and use him and just throw him away.
What's your snap? What? Okay.
Oh, hold on. Let me go over to Alyssa. What's your snap? Good morning, guys. I'm 33. I dated a guy who was 25. Went on 3 dates. In the middle of hooking up, he told me he loved me. Oh, no. This he got upset I wouldn't say it back. From now on, I only date older than me. Right. Of course.
Of course, yes.
Hey, what's up, guys? 28-year-old dude here dating a woman over 40. Best relationship I've ever had. Tell us why.
John's here. This is John. I would go 10 years over. I'm 35. I would never go 10 years under.
See, John knows. John's not hanging out at Vinyl on Saturday nights.
Is Vinyl still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, I was just there picking up 22-year-olds last weekend.
Lori says, hi, guys. So in regards to your topic, my dad is 52 and my stepmom is 33. The only negative is she realizes that she will be a widow by the time she is most likely 50. Okay, so that would make your dad what, 69? I would think your dad might still have some years left in him, hopefully, right?
I also just like really, and I'll always bring it back to the kids. Like, if you guys have kids, I just think it's so selfish to have kids so old, like, because they're really only going to have like 20 good years with you.
Now, that listen, I think
if you have a kid at 60, they're only going to have 20. They're going to be they're going to be parentless at 20.
Breeze, not the cutoff isn't 80 for everyone. Some parents live to 100, 101.
Okay. Well,
not that you're playing in the yard with them at that time, but I'm just saying, I think it's selfish to you if you've always wanted kids and never gave yourself the opportunity to do it. And if you couldn't do it until you were 40, 45, then so be it.
This person says, I'm 31 and my fiance is turning 28 on Thursday. That's the youngest I've ever gone. Thankfully, we're engaged and pregnant. Aww. I love that moment.
Congratulations.
For you. I absolutely love that moment for you.
Anna says, I find any woman dating a guy 20 years older than her to be such an embarrassment. When they go out to dinner, people will assume that that's his nurse. Okay. Oof. Going back to Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick's relationship, something tells me that he's scared of her because he has like this prize that he loves showing off and he's giving these vibes like he's terrified of losing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
When you see him out in public, because we can all agree this relationship isn't genuine, but does anyone think she's smart for setting herself up for life?
Definitely.
He's 72.
What's 10 years? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. If he's got another 10 years left in him, what is she going to... I mean, it's evil. It's disgusting because there's no way she looks at him. It was like, I can't wait to get those draws off when he gets home.
Oof. Please don't ever say draws ever again. No, I literally puke. Oh my God. No, I'm gagging. Yeah, that's a very hot topic right now, is their relationship. And a lot of people are very upset by it. And you can sit there and be like, it's not genuine.
But hey, Liz,
maybe it is. I don't know.
Every photo they take, she's wearing all of his Super Bowl rings.
She was banned from like going to see his games.
Yeah, now he's the head coach of North Carolina.
Yeah.
And she can't go anymore. I don't blame them. She's walking out of the field. Bill, come back here. Who is this? It's so wild. It's so wild to me that grown men feared this guy as a coach. He was a no-nonsense guy, a legacy coach. And this is just so bizarre and unsettling. Where is Bill's family? How come nobody's protecting this dude? He's a 72-year-old grown man. He's going to do what he wants to do.
This person says, I will never date anyone 10 years older than me. You won't retire with them. They will most likely die first.
Oh,
and they will treat you like a child because they think they know more than you. I feel as if this person is speaking off experience.
Oh, big time. Yeah, big time.
But hey, what do I know? Yeah. I mean, I know somebody very close to me that dated someone 10 years older than them. Not really sure how or why, but...
Clearly, we all know this. It doesn't always work out because, you know, your goals have to align. And sometimes when there's that big of an age gap, you're off on a different path. And it's got to line up. And it doesn't always do that when he's 52 years older.
You're in a different book, my friend.
Yeah.
Forget the same page.
Different chapters.
Different library, dare I say.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact.
No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.